Major League Baseball is trying to free itself from a web of embarrassment. This week, baseball announced plans to put ads for the movie Spider-Man 2 on the bases and pitcher's mounds at 15 ballparks. Let's just say the reaction was venomous. There were howls of protest and ridicule, and last night the Spider-Man plan was squashed. Joining me now, as he usually does on Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, good to see you.
Hi, Michelle.
Now, last week when we talked about the ads that were to be placed on the silks of the Kentucky Derby jockeys, you predicted that we'd see more of this controversy, and you were right. This erupted on Wednesday when your newspaper revealed the plan to put these ads on the bases. And one day later, baseball scrapped the idea. Could you walk us through what happened?
Yeah, well, my colleague Brian Steinberg and I wrote a story about this marketing campaign, which it's worth mentioning includes other things like movie trailers and giveaways and far more routine stuff. We quoted some baseball lovers, though, who expressed real outrage about the sport crossing what is perceived to be a real line by putting ads right on the playing field. We also pointed out that while baseball has a tradition of ads in the ballpark, we've had outfield fence signs since the 19th century. The field has always been viewed as sacrosanct. And we also mentioned that despite all the sponsor clutter that we see in sports, the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, they've never put anything right on their fields.
Now, Major League Baseball is an organization that has no problem admitting that it made a mistake. The reaction was about as swift and unanimous as it could be.
Yeah, TV shows, sports talk radio. There was a boycott of Sony proposed, Sony the movie studio that's distributing Spider-Man. An angry congressman wrote to Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig. Internet polls showed that fans were overwhelmed opposed to this idea. MLB and Sony started backpedaling almost immediately. Sony executives were stunned by the outcry, and they were really upset that baseball hadn't warned them in advance that this was possible. And I think most important, teams started backing away from it, too. On Tuesday, I'd spoken with a senior executive at the New York Yankees, and he said they were on board for the promotion. They thought it was a good idea, a way to get more kids into the stadium, and they didn't consider the ads an intrusion on the historic value of Yankee Stadium. The next day, the Yankees announced they wouldn't do the logo on the bases. So baseball had this internal backlash as well. It was a day of conversation between Sony and baseball yesterday before they announced they were killing the on-base ads.
Stefan, it seems remarkable, though, that baseball didn't anticipate this level of outrage from the media and from the fans.
Well, I think it shows that the criticism that baseball has long suffered for being not as sophisticated as the other leagues is justified, and maybe also that they don't even understand their audience. This never would have happened in the NBA or the NFL, and the reason that it wouldn't have is that, for starters, they would have done market research in advance to gauge whether fans supported it or didn't. Second, they wouldn't have allowed this sort of internal turmoil before making a big announcement. They would have had a conference call for all the PR directors at the teams to get the plan out and the message in line. That didn't happen with this. And senior executives at baseball teams weren't even told that the journal was going to be reporting this the following morning when central baseball officials had spoken with us on the record.
So they read about it in the papers.
They did.
Oh, that's never good. Let's play devil's advocate for a minute, though. This was a small ad. It was just one piece of the sort of promotion that's quite common in sports these days, from ads on college football fields to ads on soccer jerseys. Are we somehow holding baseball to a higher or a different standard?
Yeah, we are, absolutely, and we should. It's our oldest team sport, its traditions are firmly established, and fans treat baseball with proprietary care and love. It's their game. And here's what I think is really important. It's good that there was this reaction, and it's good because it shows that there are some lines left, that it is possible for fans to become outraged, that not everything in sports is for sale.
Well, Stefan, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal.